International delegates gathered in Squamish on Wednesday, August 23, for a ministerial on nature. About 50 delegates from all over the globe have gathered at the Chiquemas Center to take stock of the successes, challenges, and opportunities to implement the Kunming-Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework, GBF. The GBF was adopted in December 2022 at COP15 and sets out four main goals, which ultimately aim to improve and sustain natural ecosystems and biodiversity worldwide by 2050. In addition, the GBF sets out 23 targets to be completed by 2030, some of which include reducing threats to biodiversity and increasing sustainable uses of natural elements. Opening remarks were delivered by the Minister of Environment and Climate Change, Stephen Gilbolt, who spoke briefly about the importance of implementing action on climate change now more than ever. "As I speak with you today, we are in the middle of Canada's worst forest fire season ever," he said. "Here in British Columbia, these fires are forcing tens of thousands of people to evacuate their homes while destroying biodiversity and exacerbating climate change. This is an unwanted reminder of the need to act together with urgency to tackle the twin climate and nature crises." The Acting Executive Secretary of the Convention on Biological Diversity, David Cooper, called the GBF a historic achievement while also noting the need for action. "These challenges, the wildfires, droughts, floods, extreme temperatures that we see here but also all around the world, they underline the urgency of our work," he said. Gilbolt laid out several steps that Canada has already taken, including investments of $800 million for Indigenous-led conservation and $350 million for international biodiversity protection, as well as a ban on harmful single-use plastics and use of pesticides on federal land. "We need to remain focused on implementing the Kunming-Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework so that we can fulfill our promise to protect nature now and future generations," Gilbolt concluded. Cooper reminded the crowd of delegates that countries were requested to begin to implement the targets by COP16, which will be in session in October 2024. He believed that sharing the experiences so far of implementation at the ministerial would help countries get further along. The opening remarks ended with a pre-recorded statement by the Minister of Ecology and Environment for the People's Republic of China, Huang Runchu, who served as the COP15 president. Bookmark SquamishChief.com so you can return for more local stories like this. Get Squamish News Daily in our free newsletter. Sign up here.